Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Hey, we're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. That's brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. Great man.
Great guy. Great guy, Evan Thomas.
We love him dearly. And thanks to everybody. A lot of good calls, texts, emails.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
And what about our guy? He is Dustin Rhodes. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Dustino.
Have you thought through, not relationship, because you'll always be his dad, he'll always be his son, but what's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, we already laid that. No, we already laid. No, he can't. We already laid that down. Cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the private facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. Okay. In the car, if we ride together. Okay. At home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Brian.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if he wants to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my kids, call me goat. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for that.
He's not a machine either. He's a man.
He's just a man. I don't know how to love him.
Paul Skeens.
Yeah. We've got the great Lawrence Holmes here. Lawrence. Always a joy. It's a Layla Wednesday. And we've got the guy himself, Mr. Dan Bernstein.
No comment on that.
Oh.
What's up, everybody?
Yo.
I didn't know that Bronny was going to be driving to work with Jordan. What?
Exactly.
Or Stephen, Kobe.
Stephen Holt calls Lester dad whenever they do the, now here's what's coming up on the news at 5:30.
Yeah, it does that. I know that. It's a little bit, it stands out.
It's funny because I was actually watching you, Layla, on the news, and I was sitting there with my father, and I was like, if we were in this position, would you want me to call you dad on the air? And he was like, no. Well,
and then Reed Ryan, when he was working with Nolan with the Astros, he would call him Nolan. But then I also thought that was weird.
That's odd.
Yeah.
So, but that's the alternative.
I would be lucky if I were called dad on our podcast. I just get idiot, loser.
What do you
old
call
guy?
Him?
Anything. Whatever comes out of my mouth at the time.
Well, Arthur would call Hub.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
And I also when I worked with my agents, it was a father and son team of agents, and they always referred to each other by their first names.
Hmm. I think just that would be professional. Unusual. It depends on what your setting is. If you're on television, TV news, I do wonder about that. It seemed like kind of chumminess. I don't know if that would be appropriate or not.
I think
it doesn't necessarily bother me, but I do notice it.
I think the acknowledgement is good.
Yeah,
just in case there's any question.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like whatever they decide is probably for the best. But it was a really cute moment when one day one of Stefan's sons was in the office and he saw Lester on TV and got really excited because that's his granddad.
Was that on the air?
No.
No, it was when he went in for jury duty.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this video. He had a mustache.
Oh, Lester.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
One of the greatest of all time.
Guys, yeah. I didn't know. He's
in The Fugitive too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sure he is.
The Fugitive. There's a Fugitive too?
No, The Fugitive also.
Oh.
I'm in The Fugitive.
Lester
how many things am I going to learn today?
My line is in the
The Fugitive 2 stars Mark Grody?
That's with Pam Zachman, Bears. Lester Holt. Trying to think.
John Bulldog Drummond.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's the awesome. Best. He's
the best. And Mark Grody will be a Bulldog today interviewing Caleb Williams, 4 mm-hmm. o'clock. That'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
I see John Drummond every once in a while. I still get a chance to go to lunch with him.
I think Mai takes him to lunch, too, like once a month.
Aww.
It's great.
Both he and Lester Holt were so nice to interns there. They were
class people.
Just treated us like we were coworkers.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like coworkers.
He seems like he would be that kind of a guy.
Yeah, well, John Drummond would refer to all interns were senator.
That's great.
Morning, senator. I'd be like, wow, that dude called me senator. Man. I'm here getting coffee for Linda McLennan, and this guy's calling me Seth.
Better than calling you, you know, cuh. Yeah, what's up, cuh? Or Cool Breeze.
So you guys, you're limited Jerome. Today. You're limited oh, in cool your time. Breeze. You gotta squeeze everything into small.
And you know what? I think some people are lucky. Because I got to tell you, I'm probably the only one of like 7.5 people who care about this. But that whole tap dance with Garrett Crochet yesterday is quite confusing to me. Because there's a lot of cryptic audio there from Brian Bannister and Grady Sizemore. And then Crochet throws 4 pitches and somehow the game is suspended yet no out was recorded because of a dumb technicality. And all of that to me smells real fishy.
Well, he's on a pitch limit.
Right.
Well, now it's 4. But lower by 4.
But, right? But did we just effectively see his last start or one of his last starts because of it? Like, the whole thing is
I'm a little concerned
weird.
That they didn't know the proper forecast. Well,
that's the thing that I wondered, too.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has a bad day. That was a bad day to be wrong on a forecast. Yeah.
I will
Kevin
say,
though. Kevin Jeans said the computer models were pretty bad.
Did anybody
Kevin Jeans did say actually, the models were really bad yesterday.
Did anyone see when the clouds rolled in?
Oh, God, it was unbelievable.
In the city, when those tumblers.
It was crazy.
It was so cool looking, though.
It was cool,
of
yeah.
Thunderstorms
I was walking to my
awful.
Car. I was still downtown, and I thought, oh, my gosh, yeah, this was not in the forecast.
Yeah, it was not a Harry Potter. It was like one of those floating things, whatever. The hell
I don't know what movie I'm thinking about. It might have been Close Encounters of the Third Kind, but when there was a special effects artist named Douglas Trumbull, and he would create an effect by injecting paint into water.
Really?
And he would film it. And I remember as a little kid, I was fascinated by how do they do that? And all I could think of when I looked up at those clouds was that effect, because that's what it looked like to me.
It
was wild.
If you want to take a look at it, Chicago photo guy, Nick Ulliaveri.
Oh, he's great.
He's so good. This picture that he has, it's amazing. I don't know how he got it, but it's an amazing picture of the storm over the city, like the sword of Damocles. Like, it's top-notch photography.
I gotta see that, because I was stopped in my tracks. I sat in the car in the parking lot just looking up, and I opened the windows, and just like the energy of that was so intense.
Well, I mean, that's
it turned into hell by me.
Yeah, the cloud tops were really high.
Holy God.
The raindrops were huge. That's an indication.
Yeah.
But I will say that a lot of the issues, you know, these computer models are based off of previous data. Mm. But when the data drastically that you have that's in the present changes so much, you know, it can be difficult. But yeah, that was all of that, though, leading up to the White Sox situation just made me ask a lot of questions. But we only have an hour show today. So maybe I'll talk about it later to myself privately.
Please record that.
Yeah, that sounds. Yes.
I already complained about it on a group thread. And I know I'm the only one who cares about it. But I care.
We want that inner dialogue.
We do want that. Yeah. Talking to
what
yourself.
What do you got? What are you going to do?
Bears, Hard Knocks, Cubs.
Sounds good.
All right.
Have a great show.
Have a great show.